This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
Planet Waves Afro Sound and Global Funk Podcast. It's a planet-free deep dive into global sounds. Afrobeat, Afrofunk, Zamrock, and more. Follow us on Facebook and Insta at Planet Waves Podcast. Hello and welcome to episode 34 of Planet Waves Afro Sound Podcast. I'm your host, Phil Gray. And while this podcast usually looks at such great a genre as Afrobeat, or recently entirely Zamrock, this week we are looking at Afrofuturism. It's a term first coined by critic Mark Derry in an essay called Black to the Future. Afrofuturism draws together elements of astral jazz, African-American sci-fi, and psychedelic hip-hop into an all-encompassing philosophy, imagining alternative visions of tomorrow. Retrospectively, though, it's applied to the work of musicians ranging from Jimi Hendrix to Sun Ra to Public Enemy to Lee Scratch Perry. It's described as the intersection between black culture, technology, liberation, and the imagination, with some mysticism thrown in too. It can be expressed through film, it can be expressed through art, literature, and music. So my take on Afrofuturism is that whatever era, what unites art as Afrofuturism is that it is always future-focused. So Afrofuturism is the theme of this episode, and I got it underway with a band called Vagabundo Club Social. You can see them on our Instagram and Facebook. They're the project of Colombian producers Juan Pinedo and Jaime Turan. They're known for using organic sounds of disco, funk, and house, fusing electronic groove with Caribbean flavors and African rhythms and percussion. We'll have all sorts of Afrofuturist music from all over the world, more primarily Africa, of course, throughout this episode, but getting it underway, that taste of Colombia. Moving forward with our exploration of Afrofuturism, one now from an album called Please Please by Zogo, aka Renee Zogo. This is a 12-inch 33 1/3 RPM EP released in France in 2020 on Banquise Records. The original track and two remixes. The original, however, a rare Afro-disco track released 40 years ago by Cameroonian disco musician Zogo. This re-release, limited edition, 700 copies with two remixes, as I mentioned. This is Zogo, Please Please, the Geert Janssen remix. Thank you. Waves, Afro Sound, and Global Funk Podcast. Afro Sound Podcast, as we explore Afrofuturism. We had Zogo, Please Please, the Geared Jansen remix out of Cameroon, and also from Cameroon, Momo Joseph. 1980 disco single, Love Africa Soul. Joseph was known for his acting more than his musical output, but the track Love Africa Soul, acknowledged by many as an outstanding piece of relentless West African disco. Re-released 2018 to further acclaim. We move now to Denmark, but a band that unites people by sharing a new global sound that connects cultures. The music described as complex, imaginative, and incredibly warm Afrobeat. Six-piece band from Denmark, they are called the Kuti Mangos, formed 2012, taking West African music, fusing it with Western musical backgrounds to create a new sound. From a 2019 LP called Afrotropism, this is Kuti Mangos with Money Is the Curse. Violent Waves, Afro Sound and Global Funk Podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Planet Waves Podcast. Planet Waves Afro Sound Podcast, continuing our look at Afrofuturism. We had the Kooti Mangos with Money is the Curse, then one from Marcy Luax and Classic Touch. Nigerian release from 1983, categorizes electronic, funk and soul, definite disco influences, released 1983 on Dynamite Records in Nigeria. Title track from this LP called Electric Murder. For Mary Luax and Classic Touch. We move to Ghana now with a band who really do fit into the Afro-futurist mould. From a fiery debut blending Ghanaian strings with stylish rap, percussion and trance rhythms. They emerge out of Ghana, a country in the midst of what's described as a youth boom, with more than half of its population aged under 25, so a bustling music scene. This band that emerged called A Lost Man. From their debut album, full of trancey rhythms overlaid by strident calls, female choruses and raps, This one has Nigerian guest star Villy featuring. It's called Teach Me, the original Ghana mix from A Lost Man.
Stand it in it. catching up, baby, catching up. Shiba, 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 shiba. Catching up. Shiba, 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 shiba. Catching up. Shiba, 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 shiba. And months and years with that impossible love in my heart. Can't stand it any longer. I'm catching up, baby. I'm catching up. Shiba, 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 shiba. 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 Catching up. Shiba, 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 shiba.
Planet Waves, Afro Sound and Global Funk Podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Planet Waves Podcast. We'll be right back.
conscience? Do you have your conscience? Then no money, no money, no money, no money, no money. We should buy your name. I have my conscience. I have my conscience. And no money, no money, no money, no money, no money.
slices of Afrofuturism, A Lost Man Out of Ghana with Teach Me, followed by Francis Bebe. Now, this is going back in time for this Cameroonian writer and composer. Talked about him here on Planet Waves before. Released his first album, 1969, mainly guitar-based, but he later included heavy synth influences, Francis Bebe, track called Catching Up, and then none other than William Onyeboah out of Nigeria, funk musician and businessman. His music heard right across Nigeria in the 70s and early 80s, pretty much unknown outside of Nigeria until much more recently. Lots of information about William Onyeboah online. Became known to many of us through the work of Luaka Bop Records and the Fantastic Man documentary. The track I took, however, called Good Name, title track of his 1983 Good Name album, released in Nigeria on Will Films Records. This album, interestingly, only three tracks on it, Good Name taking up the entire B-side. William Onyeboah, Good Name. Well, we always have an instrumental underscore, and this week it's out of Tel Aviv, Israel. It's a track called Afro Beats, with a Z, by Israeli musician Shay Hazan. Primarily a bass player, a track released late last year, fusing his love of jazz, hip-hop, and Nawan music, Shay Hazan with Afro Beats. One of my entries into African music, and I very much believe this band fits into Afrofuturism, was the Congotronics LP from Konono No. 1, released 2004. A lot of attention in dance and alternative rock circles, as well as world music, resulting in the band touring. Konono No. 1 out of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. They made their own instruments, electrifying them with what they could find, and resulting in a pretty intense dance groove. Afrofuturism at its finest. What a great way to close this episode of Planet Waves. I feel great. Thanks for joining me. This is Konono No. 1, Masakulu.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.